Hey, everybody. Kevin Grossman, president of the Talent Board and the Candidate Experience Awards. It is now 2020, and this year's Benchmark Research Program is open. Do you know what your candidate experience perception gaps are? What you're delivering in recruiting versus what your candidates actually are experiencing? The Candy Benchmark Research Program can definitely help you identify what those gaps are. And if elevating and promoting a quality candidate experience is what your organization is all about, then go to thetalentboard.org and register today. Enjoy this episode of the Candy Shop Talk podcast.
Some of the things that were important to us were being able to feed people into our CRM and kind of lower or reduce the number of applications that our recruiters and coordinators are having to interact with every day. We've just found that reducing the number of applications they're having to interact with results in a higher adoption.
You're listening to the Candy Shop Talk podcast, brought to you by Talent Board and the Candidate Experience Awards Benchmark Research, and hosted by Kevin W. Grossman. Talent Board is the first nonprofit research organization focused on elevating and promoting a quality candidate experience. This special AI edition of the Candy Shop Talk podcast welcomes Kelby Tanzi, Program Lead of Recruitment Marketing at Southwest Airlines, and a proud Candidate Experience Awards winner. Listen in on how improving candidate experience impacts recruiting and the business bottom line. Kelby, thank you so much for being on the Candy Shop Talk podcast. We've got a special edition where we're going to be talking about AI and recruiting, artificial intelligence, smart technologies, and how it impacts recruiting. And what I wanted to ask you first, Kelby, is tell us a little bit more about who you are and what you do today.
First of all, thanks for having me. My name is Kelby Tanzi. I work at Southwest Airlines. I'm a program lead for recruitment marketing. So I'm focused on all things recruitment marketing, including our career site, CRM, as well as our candidate experience efforts.
Which is super important today, especially in competitive marketplaces that we are in today in recruiting, right? With the low unemployment rate and just the job market being what it is. But what we want to do, Kelby, is in this conversation, talk a little bit more about, again, what we're calling artificial intelligence, machine learning, smart technologies, and how they're impacting recruiting today. So when and why did Southwest start looking at these AI-related technologies for recruiting?
Yeah, it's a great question. So it's really been a long path for us to transform a lot of our recruiting technologies. We implemented a new career site in 2018, a new internal site in January of 2019, and both of those were on the Phenom People platform. So as they rolled out some new technology with more AI interfaces, we were in a really good position to be able to take advantage of some of those. So it was a really natural fit for us. We really were focusing on giving our recruiters the time in the day to focus even more on our candidates. So finding ways to empower them to have more time by taking away some of the responsibilities of having to answer FAQs that they might be answering over and over again with candidates, or even reaching out to candidates, the type of communication they're using. So by being able to streamline some of that, they're able to focus on the candidates that really need the attention, which is pretty cool.
That is very cool. So again, really focusing more on the front end of the process early on, again, answering questions repetitively of candidates that, again, which is one of the big values that we've seen of these kinds of technologies as well at the end of the day. Now, when you were looking at how to better augment and have the technology empower these processes early on in the recruitment marketing attraction stage, I guess we'll call it, what were your criteria? What were you looking to accomplish? What were you looking at? So for example, where were you researching? Were you talking to not only your current solution providers like Phenom, for example, but were you looking at other analysts, influencers, peer? Were you looking at IT internally? How did that process go in regards to kind of vetting what you thought you needed at the time?
Yeah, it's a great question. So we did look at other providers and talked to other people, peers, benchmarked of what they were seeing. We actually were interested in this type of technology before Phenom had put it on the roadmap or started to build it out. So at that point, we had started looking at other providers and just kind of figuring out what amount of time is it saving at other companies, what solutions is it providing And those were really interesting to us. I think when we look at AI, we kind of compare it to our customer experience in the airport. So for our customers, hopefully all of you have flown Southwest, but if you haven't before, you can print out your boarding pass online or have it on your phone, or you can come in and if you do have a bag, you can use our self-tag kiosk, self-tag your bag and just put it on the belt and it's good to go. But then we also have customer service agents if there is somebody that you need to interact with. However, if you're comfortable self-serving and you don't need somebody to interact with, you might not talk to anybody until you see a flight attendant on the plane. You can get all the way through our process. So that's kind of the way we looked at it. But in on the candidate side of things is for the people who are comfortable self-serving, how can we make sure that they have the resources that they need to do that? And then for the others, how can we empower our people to have the time to serve them? So like I mentioned, we did look at a lot of different solutions just to figure out what might be a best fit for us. Some of the things that were important to us were being able to feed people into our CRM and kind of lower or reduce the number of applications that our recruiters and coordinators are having to interact with every day. We've just found that reducing the number of applications they're having to interact with results in a higher adoption. So for us, that was something that was really important and why we ultimately chose to go with the Phenom People platform.
Wow, that's fascinating. So when you were, even before Phenom had that offering and you were looking at others and doing that vetting and based on what you were already talking about, where you must have been getting a lot of different solution demonstrations as well, right? That were very specific to what your needs were based on what you were telling me.
Yeah, we did a few different solution demos before that was on there.
Was that something that ahead of time, I mean, when you were coordinating that, was there scenarios that they specifically set up in the demo? And again, we don't have to mention the other providers' names because I know you ended up going with Phenom on this, which I want to round out the rest of the call about. Whether it was Phenom or some of the other folks that you were looking at, were they getting obviously criteria ahead of time and setting up very specific demos for you? Was that what was happening?
So we never got to the point with them of setting up really specific criteria. We did more general demos to just let them present what are the best parts of their tool and the solutions that they believe that they're filling, and then would kind of ask questions based off of that. But we never developed a rubric or anything like that for this particular tool adoption.
Is that because it's still not as well established, right, as other HR tech and recruiting technology systems have been in our space? When we just look at core systems like ATS, CRM, et cetera, probably that's the case, right?
That is the case. And also, I think the downstream effects of it too have a little bit of an effect on us. So as you can imagine, and I'm sure everyone listening probably knows this, but with a core HR or an ATS or CRM, even the downstream effect that it might have on other systems is just something we really have to take into consideration. But the great thing I think about some of these AI tools, depending on how you set them up and what solutions that you're trying to solve or to implement in with your tool, it doesn't always have to have that downstream effect. So we kind of got to have a little bit more independence, if you will, in evaluating those tools as a TA organization for what fit with us, which was a pretty neat process on our end.
Oh, that's fantastic. Absolutely. So Phenom People is what you went with in this regard to really help improve and streamline and automate with their AI technology to reduce, get questions answered, and reduce the overall number of applications as well?
So we, with their solution, are able to drive people into our CRM, which is pretty cool. So as they come into our site and express interest in roles, they can interact with the chatbot on our site, which is captured in our CRM. So it's a lead generator in that aspect. They also can get served up personalized job opportunities for them based on what they're expressing interest in or providing the information they're providing the chatbot, which is pretty cool just to help them navigate the site, personalize the site even more for them, and provide that high touch experience. And then there's also the FAQ portion as well, where they can get on, ask a question, and get an answer for what they are looking for on our site, which is really great, especially for driving to other content pages that we might have on the site. But if they don't know where to go, or you know, they only have a few minutes, they're able to hit the site and find it pretty quickly.
Yeah, that's a big win. I know that in our Candy research data, our benchmark research data, when we look at the candidates who said they had interacted with a chatbot, and globally, not just in North America either, whether it be prior to applying or even during in the application process and getting questions answered and being kind of shepherded along the process more automatically, we actually see a skew in positive ratings because it's actually more engagement than they usually would ever get at that stage, right? With any organization. But before we dive even on what you're seeing to date so far, when it came to implementing this, what did that time frame look like? What kind of volume of data, you know, initially had to be used to train chatbot to get smarter and better with its answers? And I know that's an ongoing thing as well, but how did that kind of the implementation training integration process with your other systems, again, you know, thinking about the downstream effect as well, right? So how did that all play out? What kind of a time frame was that?
Yeah, so we are a little bit to have the chatbot capability and kind of test it for them, beta test it, which was a really great opportunity. So we found out about it and committed to it at the end of 2018 and then went live in October of 2019. Again, that time frame is very stretched just because they were still in the process of developing it and building it out at that point. On our end, though, we were able to collect most everything we needed in about 2 to 3 months. I would say if you already have a robust FAQ database, that could be reduced even further. We were kind of capturing from a lot of different places and really wanting to make sure that our bases were covered. When it comes to training and learning with the chatbot, Venom says it's about 3 months. I would say that's what we're experiencing as well. We're right at our third month and really seeing that number reduce. Now, we could have kept it in the test environment a little bit longer to train it, and we did. We tested with our team quite a bit to have just a couple of weeks before we went live, make sure that our bases were mostly covered. But we were really excited to get it out, and they have a pretty neat knowledge base feature where you can sort through any questions that might not have an answer and either assign them to something else if you have a more generic answer for them or somebody just asked it in a very interesting way, or you can write new responses based on what you're seeing, which was great for us, especially knowing we collected all the FAQs we could, but there's always something that you're not going to think of, a question that a candidate has that is very unique. So being able to gather that information, see it, analyze it, and then prioritize getting a response written and saved is a pretty cool feature.
I think which I think is important for everybody who listens to this as well as reads it, and based on the you know, this actual technology being put to work and put to the test and being implemented in a large organization like Southwest, which, by the way, I love to fly. I just want to get that out there.
Thank you for right your now. Service. Great.
Exactly. Well, and your customer service is. I mean, if you know, and if anything is indicative of the combination of automation and human interaction on your customer service side, if that's what's being applied and is being applied to recruiting even further, that's super exciting. But to be able to hear though from you that it's, and I think this is something that a lot of companies are confused about, it's still very, very much the humans and the technology have to do the dance together. You're not turning on the robot and it just goes. You are constantly helping it to better understand and be able to answer those questions that you're getting.
Right? Yeah, you're doing it in tandem. It's not a flip the switch and then walk away. There's definitely still work to do on the back end. That work reduces over time, but it's still there. So I think that that's really important to note, even for whoever might be implementing this at your organization, just having that transition plan for whoever is going to monitor it moving forward.
Exactly. And then, so that said then, so what if we're looking at the time frame, then you said it's a month three and you've definitely been adding more FAQs and helping to train the algorithm. And so it's more accurate, regular repetitive answers that it's giving to that variety of questions it may be getting at any given time from your candidates. What other quantifiable measurements of success are you looking at right now? How is it, are you connecting things to like better quality of conversion after the candidates have been nurtured for a bit and they end up you know, going to a position that you want them to be applying for? What else are you looking at in regards to measures of success?
So I definitely think long-term, we're interested in exactly what you're saying, quality of conversion. For now, just being only in our third month after launch, that's a little bit hard to measure in such a short time frame.
Sure.
Right now, we're looking at how many interactions that we're having with the bot on our site. We're looking at how many candidates is it capturing their information, and how many candidates, the only information that we have from them came from the bot, which I think is really important, because that those are candidates that you otherwise never would have had, never would have been able to capture their information unless they would have gone through an apply process. And for us specifically, we don't open roles very long, and it's pretty sporadic when we do open roles. So if somebody lands on our site, doesn't find what they're looking for and leaves and never comes back again, and we didn't capture their information, we have no way to retarget them.
Right.
But now we're capturing that information and we have that, which is pretty exciting to see. I think that's definitely a metric of for success on our side, as well as just anecdotal measurements from, although not hard measurements, but from our recruiters and coordinators about reduction in time that they're spending talking with candidates and such. That's only being 3 months after launch. We don't have a lot of that. And we have the hard metrics, the anecdotal stuff, I think will come.
It will come, but it sounds again, the point was that it's the earlier stages where this technology is having the most impact.
Absolutely.
Exactly. Because you want the heavier engagement, the time when you do want human interaction, for that smaller tier of, more qualified candidates that you do want to move along your pipeline, whatever that is, that's where you want the recruiter's time spent. That's where you want the, you know, hiring manager's time spent. And these technologies are really helping to empower the front end. Are you getting any rating measurement from candidates? Like, how do they feel about the chatbot so far? Are you getting any kind of anecdote, you know, specific net promoter score rating, any feedback from the candidates on them interacting with this?
We are getting a net promoter score rating. So we have that net promoter score turned on our Phenom site. So they're capturing that with us in their analytics, or for us in their analytics platform. So that's been pretty neat to see. Right now, we're able to see just a general net promoter score based on the entire site, and then it's open-ended responses, so it requires a little bit of language processing at the time. However, I will say that's a very new feature. They actually turned on net promoter score around the same time that we turned on chatbot. So unfortunately, we don't have anything to compare it to before, but we will hopefully be able to have more throughout this year as we do participate in the candies, and hopefully capture some information that way as well.
Well, that's great. I mean, I look forward to even doing a follow-up at some point and understanding that more. I would argue and hypothesize, just based on what, again, the little bit of data that we do have in the benchmark research, that there is at least a near-term positive impact that we see with, again, because it goes back to the more engagement activities that a candidate can have with an organization, whether that be automation and or human interaction, usually the ratings are more positive, and the overall level perception of fairness is higher too, right? Otherwise, there was little to no engagement because your team no way could ever scale and handle that volume.
Absolutely. And we want to make sure that everybody is getting their questions answered and feeling like they're informed throughout the process. We found out through participating in the candies the last couple of years that our average candidate spends about 3 hours researching Southwest before they apply for a job. And that's obviously self-reported on that survey. So giving them more resources to be able to find the information that they're looking for is really important to us. And at the same time, having that in the same place as targeting them with those jobs in the conversation to get them to apply sooner, if it's a fit for them, is a great process for us.
That's awesome. Is this focus predominantly on external candidates as well? Or is this internal candidates access the, or can also engage the chatbot as well?
Good question. So for now, it is just external candidates. We are looking at turning it on internally. The capability exists too. We just haven't built out all of the FAQs on the internal side quite yet. Wanted to focus on making sure we got the external going and up and looking great. So our hope is that we eventually will turn it on the internal side to make sure that they have hospitality feature as well.
That's great. Yeah, I think that would be pretty awesome. And I like hearing more companies, big and small across industries, but especially mid-sized to global enterprise that are starting to look at differentiating the candidate experience internally as well. So that's, you and I both know, sometimes, unfortunately, that starts to get out of the purview of talent acquisition, right? When we talk about internal mobility, but it is still candidate experience.
Absolutely. To be completely honest with you, is front and center for us in 2020. So nice. We have a lot of exciting things coming, so stay tuned.
That's awesome. Super awesome. So then a couple more questions that I wanted to ask you, Kelby. To date, where you're at right now, how does Phenom People ensure that this technology and everything else that you utilize in their platform, that it's constantly learning and improving? What kind of check-ins are in place? I mean, I'm sure you're in constant contact with the account managers and the Phenom team to make sure that, what is it that they're doing with you to ensure that this is going to be constantly learning?
Yeah, so we are in constant contact with our account manager, our customer success manager. We have a weekly meeting with them to discuss our entire platform, but that includes the chatbot. And then also, we actually have been in contact with the product team the whole time, which has been pretty cool, just as a customer that's working on helping them launch this specific tool and providing feedback on it. We're actually having a conversation with their UX team next week just to provide some feedback. They reached out proactively and just wanted to hear how we're feeling about it and have a call with them. So I think that has been something I've been really impressed with, is their willingness to take that feedback and then provide regular updates on it. And then I would also say they change their products. I know they have monthly releases. With a new product like this, I feel like it's even more often. It's not in a way that you can't keep up with it at all, but we've seen like, oh, we'll provide feedback on this specific thing and it's fixed in a couple of days or changed in a couple of days. And they'll say, okay, test it now. Let us know what you think. So being able to have that open conversation has been really cool and given us a lot of confidence that they're invested in the success of this, just like we are.
That's awesome. Fantastic. So what's next then? If we look in your crystal ball, Kelby, you and the entire team, and what Southwest wants to do, is there something else on the technology front that you're thinking about in, you know, the near future, the long-term future, that would help better even empower and maximize talent acquisition at Southwest?
Absolutely. We're always thinking of what's next. What's immediately next for us is self-scheduling, and that will be through the Phenom platform as well, and actually have some capabilities within the chatbot that are available today that we're not using, that we're trying to figure out how to fit into our process and use, even if for just high volume roles. It has the capability to do some pre-screening questions and help out that we're figuring out where that fits. And then also the self-scheduling will be done in tandem with the chatbot. So it has some capabilities there as well. We've just introduced SMS recruiting on the Phenom platform. So our team is getting used to that right now and building that into all of their different processes to help better just serve our candidates in ways that they want to be communicated with. And then, like I mentioned earlier, one of our big focuses this year is internal mobility, career mobility. So we're really looking hard at anything career mapping, just more information that we can provide to our internals to help them understand how to move around in their careers. There's been some pretty cool updates. We use Phenom's internal mobility tool for our internal career site. So we've been having a lot of conversations with them as well to see what updates are coming in the future, what they have on their roadmap that they're building out. So we've got a lot of exciting things coming for 2020. It's been a fast and furious couple of years getting up to date on all this technology, but it's been really, really exciting to see our team become more and more empowered as they get these tools.
That's awesome. And thanks so much for sharing all that today, Kelby. We truly appreciate that. Anything else that you want to share with us on the Candy Shop Talk podcast today?
No, just thank you so much for letting me join in the fun of the conversation. It's always exciting. We use our candidate experience data in meetings weekly, if not daily. And it's it's been pretty cool to measure from our candidates what they're wanting and use that to drive our strategy. So we're looking forward to where that leads us in 2020.
Well, this has been a super duper case study then, and on all fronts for Phenom for Southwest, as well as Talent Board and the Candidate Experience Awards. So thank you so much, Kelly, again for being on, and we'll see you again really soon.
Sounds great. Thanks, Kevin.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Candy Shop Talk podcast. For more information about Talent Board and the Candidate Experience Awards and benchmark research, visit www.thetalentboard.org.